Sonos, the wireless sound system that can fill as many rooms as you like with brilliant sound. Enjoy music, movies, podcasts, and much more. And experience all your favorite services from all your Sonos devices, streaming seamlessly via Wi-Fi. Everything we make works together, making it easy for you to customize your sound system any way you like. Combine speakers to create your perfect setup, making instant music to your ears. Discover speakers, soundbars, and more at Sonos.com.
My name is Bella, and this is Lucas. I had a great family and a place to call home. One day, Bella! I found myself very far away, and this is the adventure that brought me home.
Experience one dog's heroic journey.
I'm never going to stop looking for her.
In the feel-good movie for the whole family.
Can't be. Bella!
A Dog's Way Home. Available now on DVD.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good. Jamie, she has no last namey.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
What you talking about, Willis? It's Shauna Gillis.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high. Milo.
Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer. Hannah,
God, I love that banana.
Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Lulu Simon. Sue Studio.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
We're all in with Julia Conlin.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Ann.
Nancy, Cease, and Desisto. We love you guys.
Holy crap, you guys. You are so crazy.
Minnesota.
We were back there just cracking up at the little noises you guys were making during that musical montage. One of you was going like this. Bah! Like, there's a damn lost goat in there.
No, I would love that if someone brought a goat.
Hi, you guys. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, my God.
Us.
This is my first, your first time also being in Minnesota.
It's my first time leaving my goddamn house. Yes!
So exciting.
Girl, we are seeing America.
Yeah.
And I'm loving it. You guys are so nice. I mean,
this was...
What they say is totally true.
It's so true. We flew up this morning from Milwaukee, and I swear to God, it was the nicest flight I've ever been on.
From place to place, because they were nice too. And in that airport, I was like, "What? Let's eat something. You can have sausage or cheese, okay?"
Yeah,
and they said, every effing place you stop, it's like a big bin of cheese, you know?
Yeah. Everyone on the flight, there was like a lady who's like, "I'll take the middle seat. I don't mind."
Why,
I was like, "What?" The woman behind me, she sat in the wrong seat by accident, and the guy's like, "I think you're in my seat." She's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no!
So sorry." He's like, "No, don't worry. I'll take your seat."
I asked him out. He said, "Did you hear that lady?" I said, "Did she do that 5 times? Because I just kept hearing, "Oh, I'm sorry." And I think she just kept sitting in the wrong seat just so she could say she's sorry to more people.
It was like everyone was apologizing on the airplane. Like, you know, like normal, every other flight we've been on, everyone's like, "Fuck you, get out of my seat."
Oh, yeah. You want to see what a motherfucker people are, you fly. You know, everybody knows that. People are horrible on airplanes, but not here.
But anyway, it's really...
It's going to get a little bit bumpy, right?
It's really exciting to be here. My friend... My friend Nikki is here somewhere. Where are you, Nikki? She's here somewhere. Hi,
late
Nikki.
Ass. Oh, she's here.
And I got to, I walked on the Stone Arch Bridge today. I had no idea the Mississippi River came up here. That's crazy. It's crazy.
Guess where I walked? Nowhere. I didn't walk fucking anywhere, okay? I almost had them dolly my ass from the Uber into the hotel room, okay? I did not walk in anywhere today.
Anyway.
But I still ate. I'm like a Pac-Man. I will find something to chomp on every inch of where I am. Like eating the hotel key on the way up there. Delicious. So we're so excited to be here for this epic episode of Real Housewives.
Real Housewives of New York.
Oh my God. Wow.
Huh? I was going to say, welcome to Watch Our Crappens, a podcast about all the crap on Bravo we love to watch.
Look, y'all even got me metal straws. I mean, come on now.
Time to...
Saving the turtles, Milwaukee.
We can't just simply dive into Real Housewives of New York. We have to get our
cocktails
ready.
Cast. Yeah. We got to be shit-faced. By the end of this, I want Ben banging his head on the table and falling on the ground.
Yeah. We have to make sure there's like some padding down here for when we do our face plants.
I forgot my
7-Up.
Okay, so... Okay.
Is everyone ready?
What, there's... Yeah, there's a splash of water. Keep it healthy, guys. Yeah. There's a reason I only look 43. 40 years old. I'm just kidding. Okay, you guys, this episode. We were like, oh, and thanks for this Old Navy name tag, by the way, wherever you are. Thank you.
Oh, there's it's her 45th
birthday. It says,
birthday.
Ronnie, fun fact, I love exercise.
Wow.
Burn that Old Navy to the ground. Yeah. They told me that. All right, so here we go. So let's start with a little bit from last week.
Yeah.
We're officially done. Oh, I'm officially done with Scott.
Oh, Miami is so Scott and me.
Oh, my ex.
Oh, my ex, Amy. My ex over Miami.
My ex. My ex.
The Tinsley song.
My ex. My eggs, my eggs, my eggs, my eggs.
We're done.
My eggs, my eggs, my eggs.
My
eggs. Bringing some of that West Coast sound. DJ Rondell.
Speaking of cabaret,
oh, it's a cabaret.
That's what I. That's what I wrote down for Luann's previously. Cabaret, cabaret. I, cabaret.
Yes, I. Cabaret, cabaret.
You shouldn't be sleeping with people like Harry Dubin. I would never touch someone that you slept with.
How dare you?
Just say you're sorry, Luann. Just say you're sorry.
And you know, Dorinda gets those satanic eyes when she finally gets drunk. I was so glad. One of the best things about having sober friends is you know that there's that moment when they're not sober anymore. And when you're there, it is epic, you know? Like, the return to Satan. The Tamara Barney return to Satan. Like, her face just turned red. Her face was red. And her eyes kind of, like, turned into little slits. And she's like, yeah.
Just say sorry.
I was like, yes!
Well, remember her last week making that mojito? My fish, we take some rum. And then some ice, and I put some lime. Taste! Taste!
The waiter's like, delicious.
He's like, Tej, save me. And Tej is like, I can't. Whoa, Tej, I need you to put up my clothes, okay, Tej? Poor Tej. Poor Tej.
Poor Tej. Taz. No, you see, now we're going to turn into Ramona's up here. Who even knows what it is anymore? Ramona confuses you, you know? What even is it?
Tej. Tej like Paige. I called him Taj. See, I Ramona'd him.
Don't tell me what to say. And then Sonya just wastes it. Get off your high horse. Get off your high horse.
I'm going to knock you out. Sony's going to knock you out.
And then the epic replay of Sonya falling
down. Go to sleep. 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 All right, she went to sleep. Don't touch my leg. Don't touch my leg.
And it's there, Sonya doing a face plant on the table onto the floor where this episode actually begins.
She hit her head. I'm so sorry for the butt crack. Actually, I'm sorry to the world. Everybody who saw my ass crack today, it's been a lot of you. That poor airplane.
So Sonya, at one of the most epic pratfalls in the history of reality TV,
head, bam!
Manages to fall on her face while in a seated position.
In stilettos.
Yeah. And upstairs, Tinsley's like,
did something fall down there?
Then they cut back and Sonya's still like, I'm gonna knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out. Bethany's only advice is take off your shoes.
Yeah, take off your shoes.
Take off your shoes. Take off your shoes.
Take off your shoes.
Come on.
Take off your shoes.
Take off your shoes. Come on. Take off your shoes.
It's like the grandma advice, you know, like when something goes wrong, like what, like in my big fat Greek wedding, it's like, you know, a little Windex. Bethany's version is
take off the shoes. Take off the shoes.
Take off your shoes. Here's everything. Just take off your shoes. Lung cancer. Take off your shoes.
Take off your shoes. Take off your shoes.
So then we see Ramona upstairs. And she's just like going through her suitcase. She's like, whoa,
whoa.
I can't find my wallet. What was that noise? It sounded like Sonya just fell on her face onto the travertine floors. Oh, well.
I've Ziploc bags, makeup in it. Where is it?
Where is I wonder if I left my wallet with my best friend slash daughter, Avery.
Taj Mahal, hey. Did you guys read that Taj? God damn it.
Taj.
Sorry. Whatever.
Blame every Ramona. Every time you say Taj wrong.
Yeah. That's what you need. Me more wasted at a live show. Did you guys? No. You know, in like 5 minutes, I'm going to be Dorinda. You saw that pour. Like, fuck you. Fuck you. Give me your money back. Give me demanding a refund from you. But did you guys read that Tage is not even a waiter there? He's a production assistant. And he went on something. I think it's his LinkedIn. And he's like, hello, I'm Tage. Some of you are asking me, what was it like being on this show? Yes, that was me. I was looking to become a production assistant. And so I took this job. I was like, oh my God. I feel worse for him knowing he's a production. Like, you think this is your big TV job and it's just getting shat on by Ramona for a week, you know? That sounded gross here. I don't like talking like that here.
It's okay.
Those are nice.
I know. Don't know.
Treated rudely.
In Minnesota.
Shat
so
upon.
Then, so Sonya's down on the ground. Bethany's trying to get her to take her shoes off. And then Barbara lumbers over. She's like,
should we call the paramedics?
So now we've got Bethany and Barbara. Sonia's just like a wet sack. She's like a sack of noodles. Just going.
Yeah.
And then you've got them on both sides doing ER.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, she didn't fall, Barbara. She fell.
Are
she
you
fell.
Sure?
She
I'm fall. Pretty sure I saw
she
her fall.
She didn't fall. She didn't fall. Show me. Show me. Show me them. Show
well,
me. Show
I
me
saw,
them.
I saw her head.
Show me.
I saw.
Show me them. Show me.
Okay.
You know what, Barbara?
This
take
is
off
what
your
I
shoes.
Remember.
Take off your shoes.
You know what? I won't say anything at all. How about that?
And they're checking up on Sonya, but it's like trying to find a specific ring on a cut tree. You know, like you know that there's bumps from like 20 years ago that are just kind of filled in. They're like caulked in. You know.
She looks like Thanos. Yeah. So. She's so now they finally get Sonya into her bed where, you know, like that's like her most natural state. Cause now she can be like, She does this thing with her hands. She like always has like an invisible remote, you know? And so Jeopardy's not coming on. So
that's the most epic picture of Sonya when she was in bed in a tiara and had the remote like, and her readers on, like all drunk.
So Sonia has now gone from belligerent to where we've expected her to be all along, which is wanting to make out with Bethany. She's like, I just want a kiss. I didn't get a Bethany. Can I just get a kiss?
Take off
Bethany,
your shoes, seriously. Tell your tongue to take off their shoes.
Your ass is amazing.
She's like licking her butt. So gross. And Bethany's like, that's it. You know what? Barbara said call the paramedics. I said, fuck you. Shut up, Barbara. You're an idiot. Take off your shoes. But I'm going to call the paramedics, all right? Because I'm the better person here, okay? So, you know, you got to call the paramedics, you know, because there's like, you always hear those stories of someone falls and then they die in the night. All right? I just got to know 100% Sonya's going to live. So they call the paramedics.
Meanwhile, I fall over in Mexico and no one calls anyone. How rude.
How dare you.
How dare you.
I know, and Luann is still, you know, she's just stomping around her room like a giraffe. Like, she's
dun,
like,
dun, dun.
Just waiting for someone to come in and be like, we're sorry, Luann. We're sorry. Yeah, she's got like a bow on waiting for her big apology scene upstairs. Like,
my aneurysm could blow any second from that Mexico fall. I've had enough about your aneurysm. What about my an-my-ism?
Your aneurysm's all I. Aneurysm. So Sonny's like, yeah, come on, make out. You're crashing my parade. She's turning into Dorinda. Like, yeah. That's the only way. Like, that's the level of drunk that everyone is tonight. They're just all at Dorinda. So then, yeah, they're basically all rolling all over the bed. It's. I wish we could do it.
I don't know how. We just lie on the floor. I don't know how you're gonna do. Yeah. Yeah, you just. I'll be Bethany pacing. All right. Okay. The paramedics will be here very soon. Okay.
And then one of them's like this.
All right. Okay. I'll get in the bed with you.
Bizarre. It's like, she's bizarre, like, get in, retirement bitch. De soleil, you know.
Because then in the middle of this, Ramona comes in. She's ready to go out to her. She's going out with Tinsley. They're going to be going to that hot place that's there. That's what she said last episode. You know, Barbara, you can't come because we're going to that place that's cool and hot. So she comes in, basically wearing a scarf over her boobs. Whoa, I'm ready to go. Did you fall and hurt yourself? Well, it's nice knowing you. Hope you don't die. Bye.
Yeah, it's like, there's nothing you could do about Sonia, okay? No. She's talking, she's laughing. What are you going to do? The best thing you can do is go out.
Yeah. So Bethany's like, here, you be Sonia, just pass out on my lap. She's like, you know what, Ramona, just go out. Just go out, we don't need it. And while she's talking to Ramona, she's pulling out Sonia's hair. She's like, okay, just go out. We're going to donate this to Locks of Love, okay? All right. Okay. Hey, Sonia. How many fingers am I holding up? Oh, jeez. We're losing her.
Three Tinsleys.
Yeah.
I can tell that it's Tinsleys because they're really skinny and they don't have eggs.
Okay. Now, this is serious. Who is president?
Liza Clinton.
I'm gonna need you to try harder now, Sonia. Who's president?
That lady who made Carol cry. That was so funny. Remember, Carol really wanted that lady to lose, and then that lady won.
I'm gonna give you one more shot, Sonia. You gotta nail this one, otherwise we're sending you right to the morgue, okay?
Pickles?
Okay, I'll accept that.
And it passes. She's fine.
That was the most intimate moment that the two of us have ever had.
I'm going to get a leotard, or just like a good one, a good solid onesie. So I can't with this too much. It's like organizing chunk around buttons, and it's too much going on over here. Girl.
So Ramona heads off. She's going out. She's like, whatever. And so then the paramedics arrive, and the paramedics do not want to have anything to do with this
girl
show.
These are like Jerry Springer paramedics. They like don't want to be seen. They're like in witness protection program. Like,
they narked on some mobsters 20 years ago, and they're like, I'll do something. I'll just be like a paramedic, and I'll live a safe life. And they're like, fuck.
Sonia's like, do they even have faces?
Yeah. Because they're like,
Did somebody fall?
It's basically Chris Samuels from Real Housewives of Potomac.
Hello, is somebody sick? Somebody stole my golden goose.
Like, you can't help us from behind a seat when it's only your shadow, you know?
We are here to take your vitals and to blow the whistle on some corporate crime.
So, and Betsy's like, all right. In my opinion, what happened is she tripped. And in my opinion, she missed the table. Barbara, anything to say, Barbara? Barbara's like, whatever, fuck you, all right.
I'm team table. She's like,
nobody listens to me.
I mean, that's the one good thing about fillers, you know? You can just bang your damn head on a table. Sonia's fine. Like, Sonia's literally fine. She seems better after she banged her head on the table.
I like the paramedics must have been like, these bitches. Like, you called us over because someone fell out of their chair and might have hit their head?
You're in fucking Miami, okay? There's a guy with a machine gun down the street, like, about to shoot a little girl until she gives her his lollipops, you know?
Someone's on bath salts.
Yeah.
So then they start to check Sonia's vitals, and Bethany just starts going, That's good.
You're doing it. I like what you're doing. I like your work. But my theory is that it was really Bethany. Like, none of the paramedics would come because they heard it was Real Housewives. So they just sent Bethany over and fuzzed out her face because they slowed down her voice. Because the guy even talks like Bethany. He's like, We need to check our vitals.
What's the matter? What's happening? What's going on?
That would also explain why they had skinny girl saline solution.
Sonia's like, you're hot. Want to touch some organ leathers? Want to touch them?
So then we cut to Ramona and Tinsley, and they're leaving, and there's this ambulance out there. Ramona's like, what is that? I thought, fucking Ramona doesn't know what an ambulance is. Well, and then she goes, what's that? Are they having a party across the street? Yeah. Like, she's not even...
Yeah, it was Tinsley points at the ambulance in their driveway. She's like, oh my God! I know, it's a big party across the street, right? Man, there's an ambulance.
And I was like, you know what? I got in a car accident one time. Guess what? I didn't call an ambulance.
Whoa, this reminds me of this one time when I was a little girl. And I went into the woods and I tripped and I hurt my ankle. And I was like, someone call the ambulance. And Geraldine Parsons Smith said, you better call the wambulance. And to this day, I still don't really understand it, okay? I'm sorry, but what's a wambulance?
So then we get Luann, who is just in utmost
perturbation. Wait. Before Luann, sorry.
Oh, they picked up Tinsley. Sonia, sorry.
So after Ramona sees, like, she's like, no, not the, no, there's not a party. We have an ambulance in our driveway. Then Tinsley's like, that looks really scary. Oh, is this our Uber? Okay, cool. and then we just cut to the paramedics, like, pricking Sonia's finger, and she just goes, ah!
Like, this will just be a small prick, ma'am. How much money do you make? All right, I've had plenty. Okay, so yeah, she's screaming. And so Luann, but I mean true. You know, truth and comedy.
Yeah.
So they, I like that you guys are sticking up for Sonia over there. There's a little, ugh.
Well, she's the star.
We have an ugh section, which I live for.
She's this season's MVP.
She's this season's what?
MVP.
Oh, I think so.
Or amputee. Yeah.
It's like, that was dark.
Okay, dark.
So we get Luann's perturbed. And you know Luann's pissed because she does her back hair shake.
Well, Barbara came and told me the paramedics were there. After everything Sonia said to me, I just can't go down there. I just can't.
I just couldn't look at her. Barbara told me that Sonia was on her last breaths and the paramedics were there and they were saying, this is it, girls. Say your goodbyes. And I said, when are they gonna say their goodbyes to me, right? I just couldn't look at her. So hurtful.
Talk about a flat line, am I right, girls?
So then they cut back to Sonia with the medic, and he's like, are you on any medications? And Sonia just pauses like,
no, but I am allergic to dust mites.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, that solves everything.
That explains so much about Sonia, doesn't it? Good Lord. We've seen dust your basement.
Yeah. It's like the sandals for dust mites.
Yeah, her brain, sandals her brain is just leaking out of her ears at this point. And the doctor again is like, so no medications? And she's just like,
no. Does brown ice count as a medication?
And Bethany's like, I'm relieved to hear that Sonia's pupils don't look like she's taking everything. And, I can't wait to shove that up Luann's ass, okay? Because that's not just something you run around saying about someone that they're on drugs. I'm like, oh, really? Hey, John, you want to blow some lines, Donna? You want to blow some rails, Donna? Hey, Dorinda, you don't see right. Are you okay? You on something, Dorinda? Hey, you and John want to go downstairs and blow some rails? I'm
like, okay, Bethany.
Yeah.
Girl, I love a good hypocrite. Because that's when I know that I found a sister.
Yeah.
You know?
So then we then go over to this bar where Ramona is like stuck on this date with Tinsley, basically. She's like,
God.
Okay, all right, sad lady, what do you want to know from me? Whoa, they have really good drinks here.
Yes.
I'm saying that as someone who's never been here or even has known what this restaurant ever was. Look.
Brenda's doing that thing when she's like out at a bar, she's like,
I love when she, like, randomly remembers that she's trying to start a lifestyle brand. She's like, whoa, this is their signature drink, okay?
Yeah, it's a signature drink. And it's like a frozen something. It's
like
not her signature drink. I don't know what she's talking about.
Yeah.
But Tinsley's like,
I just want a Pinot Grigio.
I don't want to sound super annoying. And Ramona's like, too late. But I'm just going to say this now about myself. Ramona's like, Oh, boy. It's too late to get Barbara. Oh, okay. I was wondering what was going on. There was like a low rumble, and it turned into Dorinda.
You got a womp womp. It's like,
yeah, Miami was me and Scott.
It's like, oh, jeez, here we go. This is like the last thing Ramona wants to hear, you know? It's like,
yeah. But I haven't been to Miami without him. Remember when we went on our fun trip to Colombia?
Ramona's like, I'm not going to mention the fact you took us on that boat that almost got us killed. It was the worst trip I've ever seen. Never seen a house that ugly, and it was way worse than the house I found here in Miami, okay?
Okay.
I shouldn't say any of that. I'm not. Ramona's like, signature drink. Signature drink.
Ramona's like, signature drink. Ramona's like not even paying attention because Tinsley's going on about Miami and everything. And she's like, Oh, was this your place? Cool. Yeah. Avery. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, because Tinsley's just going over every trip that they've been on and Scott sent her flowers.
Yeah.
And so she's like, remember that time you sent me flowers? Remember that time we were coming down the escalator in Saks and you sent me flowers? Everyone is like, oh my God, stupid bitch, I'll send you flowers, okay?
Like, I can send you flowers, okay? And by flowers, I mean a pile of twigs, just as good, okay?
That's what my dad got my mother for Valentine's Day, okay?
So then Ramona starts doing like an Yanla Van Zandt moment, you know? She uses prop comedy to like illustrate a life lesson. So she's like, whoa, these are all the men in your life, okay? You got this guy, and this guy, and this guy, and this guy, and this guy.
Right, there's all the guys.
Yeah.
Hey, and which ones Luann fucked first?
Yeah.
I mean, that's how you do this, okay?
Whoa. So you really care about this guy a lot, but what you don't realize is that this guy totally wants to date me, okay?
This guy has a red scarf, but this guy one time taught me how to play backgammon in my vagina, but then this guy is already with that guy who Sonia slept with that guy at the same time, okay?
This guy is very intelligent, okay? He's 6'4".
and he started a tire company, okay?
So he's like, here's all these guys. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. It's like, what? What kind of example is this?
I'm so sorry, I forgot. You don't have any eggs left, okay?
Oh, I know.
Chelsea's like, oh!
How did you say that?
My eggs! My eggs! My eggs!
Whoa. Whoa. Where did that come from? You inside my brain?
And then Tinsley's like, who's the salsa? It's like a little jar of salsa. Okay, so then
that's John.
So then the next morning, that's John, you said?
I don't know what I said, okay?
John's a bread basket. I think John's a bread basket. No, John's that kind of queso, you know, that melted cheese, but he's the Mexican cheese where, like, you try and dip your chip into it, and then, like, a whole clump comes off. And just, that's John.
Yeah. I feel like Harry...
Hope you're having fun, honey.
I feel like Harry Dubin's just a bucket you put under a leak.
Harry Dubin is the leak.
He's the leak and the bucket.
Found the leak.
Whoa. So now it's the next morning. And honestly, one of the greatest things that happened all season was this moment. We don't even see it. We just hear it. We just sort of see the outside of the house. And we just hear, can we get some coffee? Honey.
Come on.
Why is there no one here to help?
There's nobody here to serve us. What is going on here?
You can get 35 men to help Sonia into bed, but not one goddamn person to make some coffee for a cabaret star.
Girl. So then Bethany and Tinsley are in bed, and Bethany's like, I can't get up, I can't get up. It was traumatic. It's traumatic, I can't get up.
Can't get up. I'm awesome. I'm gonna stay here.
And then Barbara's like, I'm going running. It's like,
keep running, Barbara.
I know.
Everyone's... Keep going.
Poor Barbara. Barbara's done nothing mean to anybody. And I actually kind of like Barbara, but
she's
girl, just
too normal
running
for
yeah,
the show.
You can't take it.
You know what? She is in the Cindy Barshop mold, which is just like, what am I doing here? And we're like, what are you doing here?
Yeah, Cindy Barshop's like, these ladies are crazy.
Really?
And that was a vagina bedazzler.
Yeah.
That's what this show does to you. So then Luann's doing yoga. She's like, oh, my voice and my quads.
I guess I'll do the corpse pose. Not that anyone would care if I died.
Guess I have to be drinking alcohol for anyone to care about me, Bo.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
My name is Bella, and this is Lucas. I had a great family and a place to call home. One day,
Bella!
I found myself very far away, and this is the adventure that brought me home.
Experience one dog's heroic journey.
I'm never going to stop looking for her.
In the feel-good movie for the whole family.
Kempy.
A Dog's Way Home, available now on DVD.
You can get some pretty good deals for a pound, like a scratch card, and you could win a fortune. But you probably won't. You'll just end up with a colourful piece of card and silver scratchings all over your floor. For a better deal, head to Costa Coffee and get some delicious toast for just £1 when you buy any Medio or Massimo hot drink or expertly handcrafted flat white before 11 a.m. The Coffee Plus menu from Costa Coffee. Visit costa.co.uk for full terms and participating stores.
So she's like, well, after what I went through last night, I have to ease myself into the women.
So Dorinda comes into Sonia and Ramona's room to wake him up, and she's like, he's still sleeping, girl, come on. It's a beautiful guy in the neighborhood. It's a beautiful gay neighbor. Come on, girl.
There's gonna be 6 episodes of Law and Order SVU on starting at 2 o'clock. You gotta get going, girls.
So then Ramona, Sonia's like, Sonia, I love how Sonia wakes up because she's just like, Like she's in her own Cinderella dream, you know? She's like waking up. She's totally fine, you know?
Yeah.
And Ramona's like, you had the medics here last night. What? And she's like, oh, I know, because look at this. Did they take blood? I just remember going, ah!
And then she goes, well, you know, those Miami Vice houses are not really made for slipping like a pony on all 4 legs from underneath, am I right? But I do know how to fall. I learned from riding horses. And then we see a flashback, which I totally forgot about, of her being like, okay, I don't know if I'm turned on or scared right now.
But the way she fell was so funny because she really did like do the splits, like she face planted on.
She was like a flying squirrel, you know? Wow, we have never stood up so much in a show before.
I know, I'm exhausted. Bye, the end. Eat a bucket of cheese that I got at the airport now. So Bethany and Tinsley. Bethany's still saying, I had a traumatic night. It's like Bethany's just been saying this for 10 minutes now.
I know.
It was traumatic. And Tinsley's like, you missed the wham before you even got there. That was traumatic.
Ooh, then I had to have a one-on-one with Ramona.
So Bethany's like, oh, you should have just heard her. She was screaming for coffee.
Where's my coffee? Where's my coffee?
You just hear dishes breaking.
Yeah, Luann's like the Joan Crawford of coffee. Ha, get it? Anyone? Joan Crawford coffee, anyone? I worked on that all night, okay? No? No one? Okay.
So then Ramona and Sonia are in front of mirrors, which is always the best place. It's like they're always so surprised to see themselves, you know? It's like...
Whoa. Am I looking at Avery right now? That's crazy.
Wow, I really am ageless, okay?
My God, look at us. All this working out, it's working out. Whoa. Get all this working out, it's working. It's working out for our bodies. So Bethany's like, now it's down here in the kitchen? Now it's down here? All right, I'm going to make those eggs. You know the eggs. And you do know the eggs, because you know... Bethany is making eggs la Francaise. Eggs la Francaise. Just to piss off Luann.
I know. This was Luann's big moment. Actually, like, make eggs la Francaise and have people eat them. And instead, she let Bethany do it.
Yeah.
Major fail.
Yeah. So Ramona's like, glammed up for my day. They all, you know, talk about their bathing suits. Yeah. And Sonia's totally fine. She's like, oh my God, I'm totally fine. Why is everyone asking me? I do have a bruise, which is weird, but what a fun night. Great night,
so,
girls.
So they're all talking about Luann, how she just lives in a different world these days. She's just like a narcissist. And even Dorinda's like, you know, people tell me for all these years you have to be careful about that other side of Luann. I didn't want to believe it was there. But guess what? You got to back it up because it's there.
You know what? I always want to help Luann. I want to help her. That's why I try to help her and support her. And she makes you feel stupid. Have you ever helped an old lady across the street? One time I helped an old lady across the street and she said, thanks, sir. I said, fuck you. I pushed her to the ground. I'm done with her. Fuck you, lady. Done with you, lady. I don't deal with narcissists well.
So Luann is just like sitting outside waiting for someone to come out and talk with her. So Ramona decides she's going to do it. So she goes out there.
Oh, God, Luann sitting and drinking coffee. She's on a sun chair, and she's like this. She's like... Oh.
She's just imagining Tage just like with a big branch, just going like that.
She's just like, glamorous huff. I'm in a glamorous huff. I'm very angry. I'm gorgeous. So Ramona's like, hey, how you doing? She's like...
Hello. Last night was pretty awful, don't you agree?
Whoa, you know what? I thought it was pretty good. Did you do yoga?
I thought last night was hilarious. We all made fun of you, okay?
What part of it was awful? And Luann's like, well, I think the girl's getting trashed and then trashing me. I think that was pretty awful.
Oh, girlfriend's just supposed to build you up, not tear you down, baby. Hey, that's a good song. Hit it, boys. 3, 2, 1. Girlfriends are supposed to lift you up. Girlfriends are bitches who don't come to my cabaret.
And now I play the bongos. Boom, 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 boom. Thank you. So she's like, well, I think they're jealous of my success. And Ramona goes, oh no, Luann, I don't think that. I don't know. I don't think that's it, okay?
Sometimes I feel like I just talk in circles, but then I remember it's because I live in a round house.
Well, I love what I do, personally. I finally found something I love.
And we love that you love that, not
no, you
really.
Don't. You just want to rip me down. After falling on my face, all you do is rip me down, down, down.
Oh. Luann, whether you were successful or not, we would always want to rip you down, okay?
And then we see flashbacks, which is like, you all want to rip me down, and we just see flashbacks of people go, like, I would never want to date anyone you dated. You take it, you take it, you take it. And Luann's just sitting there at the table, like.
So you're going, you always fuck my guy. You always fuck my guy. And Dorinda going, you sleep with anything. Yeah, you sleep with anything.
Anything.
And that's coming from someone who sleeps with John.
I mean, they also don't realize I'm trying to stay sober, wink, and you're getting wasted. I could be around people who drink. I can't be around sloppy drunks. Or you, Ramona, ever.
You know what they do? They automatically go to the Countess. If I do something they don't like, oh, it's the Countess, I'm so fancy. Well, they have to hide behind something and they're non-support of me. I was like, is this a monologue you wrote all night? You have had all night to write this monologue, ma'am.
They don't want me to do well. I mean, why did they treat me the way they did last night? Did you see what happened at the table? Are you blind, Ramona?
I mean, she's basically like a soap opera star, which I love. A great Ramona's soap opera villain.
You what? Maybe I am blind.
Whoa. Luann, I can't see you. I can't see your giant pumpkin head.
This is crazy. I'm feeling ravines, rocks. Feeling rocks and something rubber. That's my face, Ramona. Get your hand off my face.
Sure.
Okay. I guess I just had a bone to pick with you. And she's like, a bone?
So
she goes, Sonia, every time I see Sonia, she's drunk.
Oh.
I can't talk to someone who's drunk, you know what I'm saying? And Ramona's like, mm-hmm.
Just so you know, happy hour's at 11:30 a.m. today.
So
yeah.
She's like, I can't watch Sonia spiral down into darkness. Barbara told me she fell on her face. Do you know how lucky she is that she didn't hit herself on the table and kill herself before she could see my next show?
I learned the bongos. Do you know how lucky she is? She didn't hit the table and die. I was like, she did hit the table. If anything died, it was the table. Sonia, fine. And Ramona's like, why didn't you check on her? And she's like, no, I didn't check on her. After what she did to me, why would I check on her? Who checked on me? You okay, Lou? Everything all right? Lou, did you bring a bottle of vodka to your room? And trust me, I want it.
And one more thing. You're all fired.
It's like, whoa, Luann.
Luann is at, like, peak. Luann.
She is out of control.
Because, you know, if
it.
Somebody said, hey, Luann, did you bring a bottle of vodka to your room? She'd be like, how dare you?
Where's the trust?
Sure. I'm going to kill you all.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to bring Sonia to my AA meeting. I was like, okay, Luann.
So then in the kitchen, Betsy's like, Sonia, do you know who the president is? Clinton? Okay, good. You're back. All right, so can I ask you what you drank last night, Sonia? She's like, oh, I just drank those things, you know, those things they gave us.
Like, what do you call
things,
it?
Sonia?
What do you call it when you take a bunch of Xanax and blend it with a bunch of Percocet and put it in some rum? That.
Yeah, that clear stuff.
That. It's delicious.
Vegetables, basically.
You used to have
vegetables.
It all the time in Saint-Tropez.
Some V8. It's delicious V8.
So now the question that's on everyone's mind, where's Barbara?
Oh, God.
So Bethany's like trying to sound reasonable, and she's like,
you know what? You know, like, I don't think she's down with us, you know? I think that maybe Barbara's like one of the girls in my daughter's classes who just feels she's at the wrong lunch table, you know? Maybe this isn't her vibe, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She's just like a petty little girl that no one likes in school. That will never go anywhere in life, ever.
Oh, shit, I forgot I left her in the locker. Hey, could you get Barbara out of the locker? So Luann's like, back outside, Luann's like, well, I'm thinking of asking Sonia if she wants to just come to an AA meeting, you know? You know, you can't lead a horse to water, but maybe you can't get it to not drink, you know what I'm saying? Maybe she'll come. And Ramona said, did she say it's Discord? What did Ramona say? It's Discord. Works
she
for me. I'm going to stick with
she
it.
She probably remembered a word from the other day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wanted to say Discord that time I was talking to Mario.
It's Discord, okay? I feel like that works for any Ramona response.
Whoa, it's a lot of Discord, okay?
So then Luann takes Sonia into one of the rooms, and she's like, well, Barbara said you fell. Are you okay? Did you hit your head? I'm worried. Sonia, it's not normal to faceplant to the table.
It's a fair point.
What are you trying to ruin the show? Just cancel the show, Luann.
Sonia's like, oh, really? You're the one who fell in the bushes.
Yeah, but at least I own it, because I have an issue with drinking. It's people, actually a month ago issue. Issue 1972, they talked about my drinking. It's yes. A fabulous issue. I wore a new bathing suit in it.
Do you realize, Sonia? I worry about you as a friend. I'm worried that you haven't checked up on me. That concerns me.
Then why don't you say it to me, Luann, and staying in front of all of our friends and saying that I'm manic? And she's like, oh, I've tried to, Sonia, but you're just too manic to talk to. Sonia goes, all you have to do is touch me and look me in the eye. And so Luann's like,
you're drunk. Sonia, you're alcoholics.
Don't use the words. I can just sense it. Try again.
You're a drunk!
Yes, I will accept that invitation to hang out with John in Saint-Tropez. Yes, thank you.
So Luann's like, look, I'm not the drinking police. I mean, I get it.
Hello? You're like literally pulling someone over right now and having them walk a line.
So Luann's like, I'm about to go to my AA meeting. It's a huge gig. I'm so lucky I landed it. I want you to come.
They're always asking me to sing, hello. Is it me you're looking for?
They always want me to sing Eminem. Hello, my name is, hello, my name is, I get it.
Sonia's answer is, she goes, oh, meetings are great.
Yeah.
Meetings are great.
Mm, yeah,
I'll
it's
think
great.
About that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't really drive, so I don't have to go to AA.
Love AA. I mean, generally love AA.
But they have great recommendations
on hotels.
How's their lunch menu?
Yeah. How's their...
Great discounts, I hear. And then Sonia really gives us the truth, which is, listen, I don't have a drinking problem. Because I've looked at all the rules, I go to the doctors,
Fred the
I check off all the boxes, I'm fine.
She's like, I read the things, I check the things. I was like, what are you talking about? She checks the things.
She said,
I read the things, I check the things.
Yeah, I check. I was like, you know, I check the boxes. It's like, you were in the waiting room doing Highlights magazine. No, she was. Brilliant article. It's like, it's a picture.
So then, back in the kitchen, everyone's gathering back in there, and Luann's still huffing around, you know, trying not to be mad, and Barbara's still, like, in a locker somewhere, like, you just hear bang. And Dorinda's like,
all right, everybody, let's just try and treat each other with a little respect.
Like, Dorinda, you were the one screaming whore at people, like, yes, last night.
She listened to some erasure or something. So,
Luann's like, I'm going to a meeting. That was the funnest thing she's going to do.
So Barbara comes back. Everyone's like, oh, we didn't even realize you were jogging. And she's like,
they're like, it just got warmer. And oh, Barbara, who let you out?
Oh. So she's like,
I went for a run.
I had to give out my toolkits to the homeless. Last night was tough.
So Ramona's the queen of the fake apology, and this was one of her fakest.
Barbara, I'm so sorry that I left you out of the plans.
Barbara's just, like this.
I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. I just want to hang out with people that I liked, okay? But I'm glad that I wasn't able, I did not interrupt you being able to go out to a lesbian biker bar, okay?
All right. She goes, we all have strong personalities, okay, Barbara? And then Bethany goes, and opinions. And Dorinda goes, and alcohol.
And lesbian tendencies.
So Ramona's like, Barbara, you know what? I know you're really upset. So you want to come hang out by the pool with us, Barbara? Because I'm going to hang out by the pool, Barbara. I'm blind again. I'm blind. I feel a watermelon that's been squished by a tire.
That's my face. That's
my
face.
Oh, my God. I can see again. Barbara, we're going to the pool.
Barbara, you are cordially invited to walk 5 feet with me from this kitchen out here to the pool.
So then we cut to outside where Luann's on the hot tub doing her fancy, like, seating. She's like, on the hot tub. She's
the
like,
VIP area. Meet and greet.
Yeah. Rope.
Tom Tune's going to show up soon enough.
Dorinda's like, oh, you like your swimsuit? It's really just from the swimwear company. Oh, I got plastic in my asshole. Hold on.
She pulls out, like, a baseball mitt.
What the hell?
What was that? A shoehorn?
I mean, granted, I don't understand girls' bathing suits, but God.
I know.
It's like doing anal when you buy a bathing suit. What are they having you do in there? Jesus Christ.
It's a liner.
A plastic liner?
It's a liner.
It's disgusting.
So,
I guess it's supposed to protect you from other people's vajay, right?
Oh.
Didn't work.
To quote Dorinda, oh boy, what a picture. So so we learned now that there's going to be like a party at the house and Ramona's organizing
Ramona
it.
Ramona party. It's called Single Red Ramona. Mingle, okay?
Whoa. Red scarf optional. So she's only 30 people are allowed to come, and it goes through a rigorous vetting process all through Ramona, and she's basically being like an invitation Nazi. But more importantly, she's also found pool noodles, so now she's in the pool. Doing the press.
Whoa.
And Dorinda's just watching her as she like, goes by slowly. Dorinda's trying to take a picture, and she just goes, all right, Ramona's in the noodle. It's like watching a cargo ship go by.
And she's like, hey, let's take a picture of Bethany. Like, Bethany, I mean, it's a nice picture, Bethany. It's like, oh, like Ramona's on the noodles. Bethany's like, Ramona, get your fucking noodle out of my picture, goddammit. Take your shoes off. What the hell?
If Ramona does not come out with her own branded pool noodles, oh, there's one right there. Two of them.
Noodles Waving in the Wind. They sounds both... like my new album. Noodles Waving in the Wind.
I mean, here I am in the hot tub and no one gave me a noodle. I could have drowned.
So Ramona's just like paddling behind her like, whoa, is this beautiful? I'm 20 years old in the pool. And Dorinda goes,
it's like a cargo ship going by. You see Ramona floating by.
So now Luann goes off to her meeting, and then 90 minutes later, she's back. And, you know, and Ramona's still in her noodle and everything, and she's talking to the girls when Luann comes back, and Ramona's saying,
oh, I have to say, Luann comes back like this.
Oh, hello, Tays. How are you?
Yes, yes. She's like,
and he's like, good. He's like terrified. He's like, good. It's like, oh, good. Okay, anything? Oh, okay. Okay.
Just a down-to-earth cabaret star.
I know, it's like she pauses waiting for him to ask for an autograph, and he's like, all right then, well, I'm leaving now.
See, I'm much friendlier once I've had my coffee. Once I've had my coffee, Tej. What's a girl gotta do?
Hope you got some good sleep, Tej, because the coffee wasn't made, Tej.
Hope it was worth it. Days.
So Luann goes outside and Ramona's out there being like, whoa, Mario's coming tonight to the party. Very excited. Mario's coming, but also my new boyfriend, maybe.
Yeah, I've got a guy coming. He's really cute. So I told Mario to come too. And Bethany's like, the fuck is she doing? What the fuck kind of plan is that?
So someone asked Ramona.
Mario.
Someone asked Ramona if she and Mario would ever get back together. And Luann goes, huh. It's hard to put your old slippers back on, honestly. It's like, cut to like, Sonia wearing, like, six different slippers sewn together. Not hard for me. It's like, that's tinfoil, Ramon. I'm Sonia.
Yeah. And Matt's like, is he bringing someone? She's like, no, gross, you can't bring anyone. Well, I'm gonna have guys here. It's gonna be amazing. But she's like, all right, so she's gonna make a guy jealous by bringing her ex-husband to a party. Fucking Ramona. Like, who does that? Dumbest plan I've ever heard of, okay?
I mean, you can't put on old slippers and date new ones too, right? I'm really trying to make the slipper thing land, you know what I'm saying?
So then Luann's like, all right, Luann time. Guess what? There's more to life to drinking. Let's go visit my old cokehead friends who have art galleries. Because that's where you go to get away from drug abuse. An art gallery in Miami.
So they head to Wynwood Walls, which has no relationship to Steve Wynwood. And so Tinsley tells us, by the way, that her sister Daphne is going to be at the party. Daphne? Sorry. Whoa.
Wait, what is it?
Daphne?
What is it? What Daphne? Is it?
Dab? Dab?
Dab? Dab?
Dab? Stephanie?
Goofy?
Melanie?
Sarah?
Dale?
Pauline?
Colleen.
Whoa. It's like, yeah, Daphne.
So Ramona's like,
By the way, another key difference between this show and Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills, you don't know who Nanny Kay is. A year of that. This show, my sister Daphne. Daphne? Huh? What? Oh, shut the fuck up. Yeah. That's over.
You shot me through the heart. I will not show up to your pool party.
What a disappointment, by the way. How dare you, Lisa Vanderpump?
I'm Team LVP, but she should have been there at the reunion. She should have been there.
But I was celebrating gay pride.
No, you weren't. Skipping a Housewives reunion. Housewives reunions are gay pride.
Yes.
Those things are gayer than like a penis in a butt.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, speaking of gay pride, did you guys see that Andy Cohen called us hilarious? That was cool.
Translated to, please stop tweeting me already.
I'll take it.
Okay, so they're all going to these art
the
galleries.
The point is, ow! Just kidding.
So we're all going to these, all the women are going to these art galleries, and as soon as they get there, Ramona's like, whoa,
you
I'm terribly sorry, but I'm not going to be going to the art gallery.
Yeah, I'm not going there.
My friend is having a drink at a Denny's, so I'm going to go there instead.
But he's like, you're seriously leaving right now? She's like, I need to chill, okay? Got a big day. Planned a party. Talked about food. Mario's coming. I'm blind. I think I went blind again.
Whoa, is that Daphne?
I feel pencils, a sack of flour, and a straw.
Ooh, feels clammy.
God damn it, Tennessee. I can see again.
So she goes off, and so the rest of the gang, I'm like laughing because I forgot actually all about all this art stuff, and as I'm reading my notes, I'm like, oh my god, this was hilarious.
I know, doesn't it feel like we're over? I'm like, that was fun. God, what a fun show.
That was just the first 20 minutes of the show.
Yeah, that was like 5 minutes.
Jesus.
So now they go to this art gallery that's like run by a guy named Peter Tunney. And so it's Luann's old friend. So she comes
Oh my god, this guy has my Auntie Lulu, my great Auntie Lulu's bowl cut. It's like a huge gray bowl cut, and he's kind of cross-eyed, and he's like, ooh, hello, girl. Welcome to the garden. I'm so excited to see you.
Oh, I love what you've done with the place. Oh, chandeliers. I'm gonna swing from the chandeliers. From the chandeliers. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
So they're all looking at the art.
Gray hair bobblehead. That's what I wrote.
So there's this like there's like a stop sign thing that's green, and it says "Don't stop ever." And Bethany sees it. She's like, "Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh hey! How ironic, huh?
That's
how
ironic. It says
don't stop ever. But it's a stop sign.
But it's green.
I'm freaking out. Oh my god!
I'm like literally freaking. How much you want from that? I gotta have that for my daughter. Like my daughter's not confused enough right now. I just need to get her a stop sign to screen that says go.
Yeah.
Right. I gotta have it for her.
It's like the Nutcracker of signs. I love it. Gotta have it.
Like $50 million.
I don't care. Put it in my car, Mitch.
So then Peter, this guy, the artist Peter, he's like, all right, now it's time for gifts. Tinsley, here's a tin can.
That's like an Andy Warhol paint can, which I'm sorry, Andy Warhol did not pay for that. Yeah. There's a reason this guy is giving away shit, okay? And it's not because he likes them. He's like, here's a paint can. It says Andy Warhol on it. You'll love it.
It's literally got like Hewlett-Packard paper taped to it with like Campbell soup. By the way, we have to give a shout out about this. This is great. I don't know if you heard this story or not, but last night at our Milwaukee show, someone came with a Campbell soup can purse, and security was apparently like, what are you doing? And she's like, it's my purse. And he's like, what? And she opened it up and she had all her stuff in there, and he's like, okay, and she got in. So whoever you are, I respect your costume.
Well, if that's terrorism, blow me up. I'll take it, Andy Warhol. Wouldn't that be just a beautiful world? Terrorists are like glitter bombs. Art.
So this guy starts giving art to everyone. He's like, all right. And it's basically like Oprah of art. He's like, you get some art, and you get some art. And Luann's like, okay, it's not my turn yet. I'm sure my turn is coming up next. As I am the star, I'll be last in the queue. Oh, no, not yet.
And Luann was hilarious watching them get her gifts, or their gifts. She's like,
I'm so happy for you.
Happy for you. Yeah. And the next, and happy for you.
And you. Oh, Tej gets one also. That's so good. He doesn't know how to make coffee, but he gets some art. Okay, that's good. Wow.
All these people who didn't hang out with Peter at the Crowbar back in the day getting gifts as well. I'm so happy for
you. Wow, I'm happy right now.
Oh. And she's like, well, you forgot me, Peter. And he's like, no, I didn't.
He's like,
Princess Diana, what a bottle cap.
Oh.
Made it just for you.
Well, now that you say it, it does feel rather regal.
But Bethany also got totally fucked over because she paid $5 million for something.
Yeah. Like, wait a minute, what the hell? Well, I paid for this fucking Spencer's gift stop sign. It's like a trick.
Well, that's okay, though. Bethany doesn't need a gift because
as she says, you know what? I have a daughter. That's my present. Tinsley doesn't.
She literally said that.
That was horrible.
She said
but
that.
I'm kind of glad because it's so nice to see she hasn't really changed. Like, I hate when people on TV change and you have to be nice to them because Bethany's had a really good season. Even I'm like, oh my God, Bethany's great.
Yeah.
I've never disliked Bethany. She is great. What a classic. And now you're like, I see you, bitch. Welcome home. Welcome home.
By the way, I'm still wearing your Lady Di cap because I'm working on my posture.
It looks good on you, babe.
It feels good. Does it make me look skinnier?
Yeah, it's totally thinning. Now you're fat. Now you're fat.
Oh, I dropped my art.
So now they're going over to Romero Brito. I don't even know what this is. Oh, this is like the Bob. What's the guy on PBS?
Bob Ross.
Bob Ross, yeah. He's like, hi, ladies. He's got like the big curly hair.
A lot of artists this season.
And Bethany's like, this is my artist. Hi, Bob Ross. Yeah, Bob's joy and fun, love and happy. And Dorinda's like, this reminds me of you, Luann.
And I didn't write down what the art was, but I hope it was just like some brittle like skeleton with a flower in its hair, you know? Yeah, Dorinda's being so bitchy. I love it.
It was someone
this
who...
This reminds me of you. It's a broken microphone, Luann.
It's an oak tree yelling, I'm going to kill you all. So this guy, he gives everyone art. They all can take a little thing that's worth like $8,000, okay? So now they're all laughing.
Well, someone got them Swarovski. Who bought these? Bethany bought them. She bought them all Swarovski crystal heart things. Bob Ross, yeah. And it ended up costing like $19 trillion.
Like, yeah, you know what? Just wanted everyone to remember I'm the richest one.
Doesn't
it feel good? Doesn't it feel good? It's heartwarming.
Yeah.
Heartwarming.
Yeah.
Hello, my name is Ronnie.
I also bought
Fun
the
fact, I love exercise.
So
that now they're all like, you know, as awful as the wind's being, they're all really bonded in this moment because they all know Ramona's not going to get any art. And they're going to torture her.
Yeah, because Bethany refuses. Because isn't Dorinda like, you be taking you, Ramona? He's just putting shit out on the sidewalk. You know, the least we could do is take this trash can.
Bethany's like, no, we're not getting her anything. Fuck her. She chose other people over us. You want to go look around a pool, find some men, you flews, you lose. All right?
You see? And then you're like, I love her again. It's like she can stab someone in their dry eggs, and then the next minute you're like hugging her. Like,
yeah,
come on.
Yeah. So now it's nighttime, and everyone's getting dressed for the big mixer with all the men. And Ramona's telling us about the guy that she's invited over. His name is Kevin, okay? He's 6'4". He's really nice looking. He's not too loud, which is nice. I like really elegant and classy, okay? He's smart. He's been married before. He has an older daughter. He's got 2 feet.
I love watching Ramona just walking through the kitchen like she actually did something. She's like, well, it's my party. Look at this. Okay, you got the water bottle there. Great. Okay, you got the glass of something there. Great. You got the bottle. Perfect. My God, it feels like I'm going to prom. I don't even know why I feel like that, but like, dude, it's my biggest party I've ever thrown. And they're like, we just worked like for 2 days for this party, man.
Yeah. You went to a hotel bar this afternoon. So Mario enters and they have this like awkward, like, you know, she does that thing where she starts sticking her teeth out. She's like. He's like, hey, Ramona, we're gonna fuck later tonight, right? So she's like, I can't help it. Mario and I have always had chemistry, and we always will. And then we get a flashback, we're like at a deli counter, and we see someone massaging a ham. Oh, wait. Oh, I'm sorry, it was Ramona and Mario.
This scene, you guys, when I die, this is the last thing I'm gonna see. Like, if I'm in a coma or something, I'm going to see this, and I'm going to literally wake up only to slit my throat. Because this scene traumatized
me. Oh, so you're not
going
to wake up to see if I'm okay?
Okay, you be Mario sitting in the chair. Okay, so she makes Mario take off his shirt. Okay, take off your shirt.
On Magic Mike. On Magic... What is this? Price is Right?
Yeah, that's hot. That's hot.
Sex?
Yeah, it's hot.
We have never disturbed an audience this much as doing, like, role-playing Ramon and Mario.
The great Mario tit-poking scene of 2012 or whenever the hell that was.
I also like she starts massaging his, like, stomach, and she's like, oh, I love these pecs. I'm like, okay.
Okay. One time.
I really feel like we overbid on the Price is Right right now.
No, lower.
Yeah, we just won the shittiest prize on Price is Right ever. Ramona climaxing. Congratulations.
Do you think that Tinsley cries when she watches Plinko?
That was supposed to be your name, Tinsley.
Mom, I was watching Plinko and they lost again.
Plinko Mortimer.
Your father talked me out of it.
But don't worry, when I'm alone with Topper, we still call you Plinko behind your back. It's a joke we have with his son, which he has. Wow, people are really, like, not down with the...
You see, he's the mean one. It's a secret that no one really gets.
No, it's Dale. By the way, I love Dale, and Dale should be on every episode. Dale should be the new friend of.
Way to recover, man. Ben's like, guess what? You just booed me. I love cookies. Cookies good.
I love the Hennepin Bridge. Is that, that's a bridge, right?
No.
No, but there's also the Hennepin Bridge, isn't there? I already mentioned the Stone Arch Bridge. I had to diversify.
I'm done with your sightseeing.
Okay. So,
We're never finishing this fucking recap, by the way. I don't know. I don't know what time it is, but my watch is going brrr. You're dying.
I think it's turtle time. So someone who's not having turtle time, at least so far, is Sonia, who's just pounding the club soda, which made me so sad. It's not right.
What is Sonia doing?
Drinking club soda.
She is not, by the way. No, she's not. She said she's drinking light, but then she has a glass this big. It's like a baby head, her glass. It's like this big.
So then Ramona's trying to flirt with Mario, and she's like, whoa, my slip is caught in my butt. Let me pull it out. Oh, look. There's a piece of plastic in my bathing suit also.
So disgusting. And he's like, who flirts like that? Oh, Dorinda's like, have you ever seen Ramona flirt? She's pulling his left literally out of a butthole.
I mean,
it's the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
And it was funny. Ramona's like, whoa! Got something up my butt. Right up here in the crack of my butt. Like, would you like a finger hors d'oeuvre, Ramona? Jeez. So gross. So Trina's like, you think I missed that chapter? His sexiness is for women. So then Ramona meets some... Ramona, it's another name time for Ramona. She meets somebody named Denio, and she's like, Denio? Like Denio.
Denio?
Denio.
Donnell? Daphne?
Denio.
Oh,
Daphne?
Tinsley.
Okay. It's like the only person she'll call Daphne. Denio.
So Ramona's all bashful because she's trying to be coy about the fact that Mario is there, and then she has a date coming. And Sonia just goes up to Mario and is like, hey, Ramona's has a date coming tonight, Mario.
She's been so fun. I've been having such a great time with her, you know. I mean, she could let the guys relax a bit, because all she does is fuck guys, Mario. It's crazy. You're looking snazzy. Love your skinny jeans.
Oh, hi, Ramona. Oh, yeah, I mentioned this, but Ramona has a date. Oh, but she told him you were here, so there's no funny business.
It's like, oh, yeah, that's your splash of vodka talking, I'm sure. So.
And Ramona gets, like, fake embarrassed, so her voice gets really high. She's like, Sonia.
Oh, whoa, I can't believe you would say that in front of Emilio.
But she's like, Sonia, how could you?
You know what? It feels good that he looks jealous.
So then Dabney arrives, and...
Dabney. No, Dabney Coleman arrived, too. Very important party.
He's, like, finally gonna get his revenge on Lily Tomlin. Yeah, Dabney arrives, which I do like. I like the thought that Dale was just watching 9 to 5. Like, Dabney Coleman. So far, I've got Plinko. I think it's time for a Dabney.
Working 9 to 5. That's something Tinsley doesn't know about.
No one does. I'm so jealous of this family, because I feel like most people on Bravo are just faking it. They're like, I'm rich, but then you find out they're Dorit, basically.
Yeah. And by the way...
No offense, Dorit.
By the way, I'm not saying this to, like, find good graces in people, but, like, I actually really am enjoying Tinsley a lot this season. I think she finally has, like, found her, like... Like, she's like the little runt of the cast, and they just like shit on her. I actually find it to be really endearing.
What's the point of watching Rocky if you don't have somebody to punch? Yeah?
So.
We're like, hit her! Hit her!
So Daphne comes in, and Daphne's with Tinsley, and Ramona's like, whoa, sisters, you have lashes in common.
Yeah, you guys have the same lashes.
See, you guys have the same lashes.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Same, that's it.
Wow, I can't tell you two apart.
That's it.
Lashes.
And Mario's like, yeah, you both have the same lashes, I guess. And Tinsley's like, we were born with them!
Maybe she's born with it? Maybe it's Tinseline, okay?
So then Bethany is coming down with her friend Sarah, and Sarah's like, oh yeah, I didn't tell you. Ramona was telling me that she and Sonia went to Pussitano. And Beth's like, she said Pussitano. Fucking Ramona. That's so good. That's so good. I like when Bethany's getting along with Ramona. It's so much more fun. Until that one episode where she's like, fuck you, you slut whore, goddamn.
Yeah. So
Mention it all.
So Luann and this guy, Danio, whatever his name is, they're all flirting off by the side. So Dorinda and Sonia are just watching. And then a plate of sushi comes by. And there's, I guess they're offered eel or unagi. And Dorinda's like, I don't need eel, no. You like eel? You like eel? And Sonia's just like... She's doing that cartoon thing where the fish goes in and the bones come out. It's like, wow, that's a lot of eel.
Like they just slide down. And Dorinda's like, that's the pro right there.
Yes, someone. She
and let's take you back a Morgan. Right there.
Yeah.
So then Luann's talking to her friends. And the guy's like, hey, baby, you want a cocktail? And she's like, oh, yes, I do. I'll start with a Diet Coke. Love Diet Coke, you know, cocktail. Starting slow. And the guy goes, oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, so what you been doing, baby? She's like, oh, you know me. Been busy getting married, divorced.
Been traveling, been to prison. So.
Because you can just see on her face that this guy has a bag full of coke. You can just see it. She's like, ha-ha, yes! I'm great. All right, let's go behind the pool over there. Oh, you can always count on old Danio.
Yeah.
So then Mario's still getting excited to meet the guy. Sonia swallows the cat's hole or whatever she's doing.
And then Barbara.
Oh my God, Barbara.
Barbara, I want to say shows up, but she's been there all this time. So Barbara
So Barbara brings, she's like, everyone, this is my friend Lori. And Ramona goes,
oh, your friend? Does that mean lovers?
Oh, so let me just get this straight. You're not lovers, you're friends, right?
You're just friends? Wait a minute, but don't you have a vagina? Does Barbara try and put her vagina on your vagina? Has Barbara ever tried to cut up your vagina with scissors? Because I hear that's what lesbionics do, okay? It's disgusting.
Lori, if you need me to help you, blink twice like this. I'll take you somewhere safe.
And she's like, Barbara's like, nah, Ramona, she's married with kids.
And Ramona, and suddenly goes, oh, so you're fluid, just not with this one.
I get it. You know, we all have to have standards.
I love that this is supposedly the most gay-friendly cast, and they're the most, like, slightly homophobic cast. Like, they don't get it, you know? I don't want to say homophobic, but the most ignorant. Let's say that. And you know what? I really don't mind it. Like, I'm totally fine with it. Because I want to know what the fuck Barbara's doing, too. Because, look, I'm a gay guy. And if I'm talking to a guy, of course we've thought about what each other's dicks look like. That's just what we do. I don't know if it's a gay thing or a guy thing, but, you know, I have the same questions. All right, talk amongst yourselves.
Listen, it's no disrespect to Barbara. I mean,
it's just curiosity, okay? Curiosity killed the pussy. Sorry, Barbara.
Sorry, Barbara. We're not anti-lesbian. We just think that Barbara looks like a gumdrop, okay? So
Ramona's like, Sonia, I want you to meet my friend Kevin. And Bethany's like, You're back,
Kevin, I missed you.
I still want to know where the fuck Kevin is. Bethany's driver.
Yeah. Oh.
He shows up in Miami. Oh. Sorry, look, I brought it down.
Yes.
Sorry, guys.
I'm not the only one getting booze anymore.
I know it's usually me. I've loved it.
I know. So Bethany and Mario are Bethany and Mario are just like talking, and she's like,
How are you? Mario gives the saddest middle-aged single man answer ever. He's like, I'm doing great. Taking up golf, paddle ball, wiffle ball, polo, rugby, coloring. Did you know they have adult coloring books now? That's been fun. Tried knitting. You know the difference between knitting and crocheting? Fingers. It's been a great life, Bethany. I'm really happy. He's like, okay.
So meanwhile, Tinsley and Daphne. I know it's funny. I wrote her name as Daphne the entire time.
Fucking here. Ramona. I'm still calling him Taj.
So they're like hanging out, and Tinsley's like,
it's just hard because this place became like Scott.
She turns into Carol Radziwill.
It's not that I haven't been on the season. I've just been running a marathon the whole time. I just finished.
So Daphne and Tinsley are spying on Ramona flirting, which is hilarious. Because this guy that she's with is like serious and really doesn't want to be on TV. He's like, what is this, a party on television? Is your behind okay? You keep touching it. It's like, there's something inside it. Do you want to go to a doctor? She's like, no. So she's over flirting, and it's hilarious. And Kevin's like, is your ex actually here? Which one is he? I don't want to be offensive. And Ramona's like, he's the gentleman in the yellow shirt. You know, it's been 4 years. He had a midlife crisis. He's like,
You may have noticed that his chest is particularly oily. So
Tinsley's about to cry about Scott, and
Daphne's
like, no, I want Daphne Coleman to live. So Daphne's like, don't go there.
He didn't make you happy. He was a burden. If you don't respect her...
It's like she's like a weird mix between Tinsley's voice and like something from Ghostbusters. I'm not really sure what's going on with her voice.
So, so Tinsley's like, Miami makes me really sad. I'm like, oh, fun time at a party.
The point is, you gotta respect yourself, Tinsley.
I can't do it. I'll learn it if Daphne stays on. So, talking over there. You better shut it. You better shut your
quiet
face.
Quiet over there, Ramona.
You better shut your goddamn face.
Yeah. Clip, clip, clip.
Yeah.
So then there's this one hot guy who like sits on the couch, and like all the women are around him, and then Luann just walks over, and is like, if that's the hot guy, Luann's like, out of my way, hi, how's it going?
He's like, hi, I just turned 22, and I'm glad to be here.
Ever been with a cabaret star before?
I'm a Kennedy.
Yeah, he's a Kennedy.
My name is something something, who cares, Kennedy.
And Sonia goes, oh my God, I've been working on this, massaging it for an hour, and she cabareted it. And Luann just goes, and you're still sitting all the way over there? Ha! Hi, Kennedy.
What's your name, Kennedy?
So then Bethany goes over to Tinsley and Daphne. She's like, come downstairs. I found a guy for you. He's cute and he's actually real, all right? He's not some fake guy with a fake coupon site, all right? He's actually a person.
He's like hot. Like, this is sick. He's hot.
Like, he's sick.
You ever seen, like, a green stop sign, but it doesn't say stop, says go?
Yeah.
It's like hot. Confusing. Like, that's hot.
You know what?
You know?
Walk on the street. You can get run over. You can find a guy. Like, what do I know?
So they go downstairs, and she's like, oh, I was just crying, but okay.
Oh, now I feel awkward.
She goes over to the guy. She's like, all right, I got some crazy bitch over here, all right? She's probably been crying for a while. I don't know. Her sister's got some fucked up name. Don't even talk to her sister, all right? Yeah. She's wearing a bumpet, like in the front. Like, seriously crazy. Don't talk to her. I talked to her for 2 minutes. I got one of her plastic eyelashes in my eye. It took me like 3 hours to get it out. Don't talk to her.
So this guy, who, by the way, is just very, very, like, normal looking.
He looks like one of my dad's friends.
Yeah.
Like, if you go talk to him, like he's every... like, hey!
So what's a podcast?
What is that?
Is that, like, radio? So,
Is it harder than banking?
So then, like, Tinsley's like, oh, hi! Like, she doesn't know what to do. She's, like, set up out of nowhere. And then Bethany just stands over here. She goes...
Just hang out. Go ahead.
Oh God, I should have more game than this.
And Daphne's like, let's see it. Like, Daphne's a monster in my mind right now. Yeah. I'm sorry. I know she wasn't like that, but now I've made her that in my mind. And she's just like sitting there like, let's see it. Believe in yourself, Tinsley. I made her into a total monster.
There can be miracles if you believe.
So then is this where they show Ramona? Okay, so Tinsley's like,
I can't do this. Like, what am I supposed to do? Flirt? I'm supposed to go over there and be like, what do you do?
And then the editor is cutting Ramona going.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty simple to me. You just line up three signature drinks. Some tequila in a tall glass.
I mean, that shit
was... Some vodka in a medium glass. And a small glass with three limes, okay? And you say, date me.
That was some beautiful, beautiful editing. Yeah. So Ramona's like, everyone, come in, we got food.
Okay, we're all day on this food game. Here's what we got. Three entrees, some sauce, some kind of bass over there, I'm not sure. Whatever, I worked on it all day.
So the girls are going to start fucking with her. And Bethany's like, oh my God, for some reason, Ramona enjoys pretending that she like owns this fucking house and she made this whole party. It's fucking stupid. So let's fuck with her.
Yeah. So then they start doing, the women start doing like this joint toast. And they're just like, I want to thank everyone.
Okay, go ahead, Dorinda.
I want to thank everyone.
I'm on
Don't you dare
everyone.
Tell me to shut up.
Yeah.
Don't you dare tell me to.
Okay.
I want to thank, you know, we had a wonderful day. We went,
We went, we saw art.
Yeah.
We all got art.
What do you mean?
Thousands of dollars of art.
Thousands of dollars of art.
More art than you could ever see in your life.
What?
This artist worked with the Pope.
What? Pope?
This artist was the Pope. The Pope came to Miami and gave us art.
It's the first Pope that ever was nice to gay people before he was nice to gay people. I want that art. Did you get a Pope paint can?
We did, actually. We did. It was nice. Oh. It was nice. So Ramona is losing her mind. She's like, whoa, oh, I'm surprised that they didn't bring me a piece of art back. I mean, when I went to the clam bake, I brought lobsters back for Dorinda. You know, lobsters, a $10,000 piece of art.
That were all half eaten. Because you know by the time those lobsters gotten home, Ramona had licked or eaten a piece of each one of them before. So then Ramona intros Mario and Kevin. She's like, Marion, look, this is my friend, Steve Bobs.
Ow.
Keep your glasses up, Steve.
Ow.
He invented apples, okay? All right, go ahead, make each other jealous while I get this out of my butthole.
These guys are just looking at each other like, you want her? No. Do you want her? Not really.
Sonia's like, by the way, two women in the front row just slapped high five at that. Just went, yes.
Oh my God, look. There's emptiness right here.
Yeah. So basically, Kevin and Mario are talking, and Sonia comes up, and she's like, let me just throw a little bit of cold water on this. Hey, Ramona slept with Harry Dubin. Made out.
And Mario's like, Harry's still around? That guy's not fucking dead. Last time I saw Harry, one of his eyes actually fell out. I had to help him put it back in. That guy's still alive? Fucking Jesus Christ, Ramona.
So then Dorinda's like, you know what? We should cross-pollinate Mario and Sonia. How about that? How about that?
Yeah, you should cross-pollination here. Hey, Mario, you know what you and I haven't done? We should cross-pollinate, huh?
And Mario's like, fuck no. How disgusting. How dare you?
He's like, I'm going back to the midlife crisis. And then we see scenes from next week, which is basically Bethany being like, shut the fuck up!
Hey, shut the fuck up,
Luann!
Shut the fuck up!
I don't know how to do this!
Shut the fuck up!
Sometimes you're happy, and sometimes you're sad. But the workers run!
And that brings us to the end of the Real Housewives of New York City.
Oh, my God. Minneapolis, what a great audience. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for coming.
What an amazing time. Thank you, guys.
Good night. Thank you, everyone. Good night.
My name is Bella, and this is Lucas. I had a great family and a place to call home. One day,
Bella!
I found myself very far away, and this is the adventure that brought me home.
Experience one dog's heroic journey.
I'm never going to stop looking for her.
In the feel-good movie for the whole family.
Can't be.
A Dog's Way Home, available now on DVD.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favorite shows
and this is one we think you're going to love.
Hello, it's Dr. Christian Jessen here to tell you all about my brand spanking new podcast, Second Opinion.
I love the idea of this podcast. It's like a hype contract dream, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Each week, I'll be dealing with a different medical topic with the help of my guests and friend and journalist, Alex Stanger.
I am absolutely fascinated to find out exactly what medical detection dogs are.
And I'll be demystifying some of that medical jargon, those pointless fads and quackery.
If I hadn't had that support, I can honestly say I don't know what the outcome would have been.
Now, if that's not tonic for your ailment, I don't know what is. That's Second Opinion with me, Dr. Christian Jessen.
It's like a free private doctor in a studio, isn't it? This is brilliant.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.